The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with your host, Lady T. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Et bienvenue tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM. À nous parler ensemble. I hope that everybody had a great Sunday. Listen, my own went so fast. I'm like, what the hell? Okay, so today's topic is, I don't think I had a chat. Well, I didn't. Because my guest for last week Sunday would have been Altais, where we spoke about the things that happened in the Haitian embassy that we didn't like and we still don't like. So my topic for today is everybody knew that my topic for today is the boating incident that took place last week Sunday. Such tragic, eh? Everybody's talking about that. So that is indeed my topic for today. My guest is on the way. My guest is no other than Luby Georges today. That's what we will be discussing because we must. Somebody have to talk about it. In the Haitian community, there's a lot that we can do. So I feel like it's about time that, you know, we start addressing the things that matters or are important to us. Okay, so we will be right back after this break. Show, want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, Go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Whether you're battling a chronic condition or offsetting a new injury, Doctors Hospital's comprehensive rehab services offer the help you need now. Three advanced facilities at Collins Avenue, Carmichael Road, and Cable Beach means your personalized plan for care is just a visit away. From physiotherapy to occupational therapy and speech and language pathology, our team approach is all about rebuilding together. For a full list of services, visit doctorshosp.com/rehabilitation. Doctors Hospital, trusted in best care now. Isn't your health worth it?
Here at Solomon's, we're all about family. We believe in quality brands and giving you what you need and more for every occasion. Our store is filled with items for the entire family, celebrating everyday living for you and those you love. Shopping is now more rewarding than ever with My Solomon Smart Rewards. Shop Solomon's because family matters.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with your host, Lady T. You are indeed tuned in to Let's Talk Together. Bienvenue tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquence à Guardian 96.9 FM et ou branché à en nous parler ensemble. I did say that my topic for the day is the boating tragedy that took place last week, Sunday. And yes, my guest is in studio. My guest is no other than Luby Georges. But before I introduce him to you guys, please, if you are on the road, do not forget to pass at Bistro Wholesale Bar. Listen, they have the best, coldest beers ever in Nassau. Okay, because I know it's hot and you're going to need something to calm you down. You're going to need something for a nice drive. You know, it's a nice Sunday whilst you're cruising. You're going to need a good Bud Light. So be sure to go at Bistro Wholesale Bar. Sweet Boy is there. I'm sure you're going to get the best service ever, George Robinson. I did say my guest is no other than Luby Georges, the one and only. And today we will be talking about the boating tragedy that took place last week. As Haitian leaders in the Haitian community, it is our duty to address such topics and to see how well we can do whatever that we can to at least try and see if we could stop this such tragedy from taking place ever again. I mean, listen, we're not going to work miracles, but we're going to try. Because I feel like if we all put our hands, I would say, in the pot, before we cook the food. My mommy always do this before, when she's cooking, I would say. So when she put her seasoning and she's cooking, she always say, Tatley, taste that. See if I need any salt or if I need, you know, anything else in the food. So it is good for everybody to take place. It's good for all of us to come together and work together because that's the only way we're going to get anywhere is when we work together. And don't forget, we have Felicia Ross here. Felicia Ross is here live in Nassau, Bahamas at BCPOU Hall tonight. Don't miss it. Tickets are on sale. And yes, COVID protocols are strictly in place. So be sure to go there tonight and have a good time. And, you know, we'll have your hand sanitizer and bring your mask because we're going to do things the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you guys have been waiting for, I would like to introduce my guest, the one and only Luby Georges is here with me at the studio. And we are indeed talking about the tragedy that took place last week. Mr. Georges, how are you this evening? Welcome to Guardian 96.9. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Let's Talk Together. It is a pleasure to be here for the first time. I've been invited on many occasions, but unfortunately I was unable to make it on those occasions. But however, I'm grateful to be here. So we say good evening to each and everyone that's listening to us this evening, the entire Bahamas, every Bahamian out there, and pour toute communauté haïtienne, nous sommes bienvenus. C'était un plaisir pour nous là à soir avec vous sur l'émission pour là.
Well, l'émission ça c'est Caillou. M'invite au plaisir fois. Like you said, you couldn't come because you know you was not in town. But Pajambli is la Caillou. Ça c'est émission pour qui importe l'opéré. You are welcome. To be here as my co-host.
Merci.
I would gladly
appreciate it. Oui, merci. Dès que vous êtes là, pile fois, mais on connaît. Et nous, on a travaillé très dur, et pour tête nous, pour petite nous, mais nous ne pouvons pas oublier la communauté.
Non,
travaille pour la communauté à tout. So, et des fois, nous pas Nassau, nous sommes dans l'autre île, nous sommes à Haïti, nous sommes à l'autre côté, nous sommes chercher, mais c'est travail, nous travail.
And I applaud you, Luby. You have been doing a great job and continue to be doing
Thank
so.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that, you know, I always tell people you one of the persons that I really look up to when it comes to doing the work.
Thank you.
You know, and it's really inspiring see you never stop. You never take a break.
Thank you.
On and on and on and on, no matter what people say, no matter, you know.
Mind you, it's
not easy.
They
keep going, I know.
It's not facile.
Yeah, the rumors out there, this, that, you just continue to push. So
I pray
God continue to bless you and guide you.
The ancestors are with us and they're guiding us.
Oh, definitely.
The strength is
so
there.
You
and we, you know, I have a passion for people. I have a passion for humanity.
Definitely.
And so, you know, love for people is what drives me.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are, where you're from, you know, I watch how people would try to denigrate persons from the LGBT community, maybe, or from, you know, the plights of women. And so I support the women's groups. I support the LGBT movement and their community and what they're doing. At the end of the day, human rights is something that just because you were born, just because you are a human being, you know, you have those inalienable rights. You know, no one can take that or those rights away from you. You are a human being. And so, you know, it is that concept, it is with that that I keep, you know, pushing forward to try to help as many persons as possible to understand that, you know, we must respect and we must show love to each and one of our brothers and sisters, no matter where they may be from, no matter their lifestyle, no matter, you know, where they may be, what they're going through. It just doesn't matter. The Jones are out there. I remember growing up in Camp Road and watching persons, you know, as kids, and even myself, I'm guilty of it, you know, throwing stones, throwing rocks at the Jones are out there. But hey, you know, as I grew up and, you know, got a bit older and got into this entire human rights thing, you know, you understand that, guess what, that person is a human being.
Yes, yes, you know,
there's some dignity, there's some things that he deserved, that person deserved, and you should, you know, respect that. You know, try to show love and try to understand, try to show some empathy and try to get, you know, that person's perspective.
Definitely, Bubi. And like I said, that's one of the reasons that I look up to you so much, because of the work that you have been doing.
And
a lot of persons may see it, but they're not going to comment. They're not going to say, hey, Lupe, you're doing such a good job, keep it going. Instead of them encourage you to do it, they want to criticize you and be like, oh, he thinks, no, it's not that. Because you can do it as well. You know, the work is there to be done. When you take charge and you put your foot forward to do something, it's because you have a passion to do it and you want to do it. Just like how you're doing that, you have a lot of Haitian behemoths, a lot of persons out there that can do the same thing.
You know, a lot of personal change comes with your emotional intelligence. You know, understanding yourself, understanding what comes with the territory. You know, you would know that if you choose to advocate on behalf of migrants, if you choose to, depending on the country context where you may be, and I'm not just talking about the Bahamas, because the migration issues that we have here are not unique. The domestic violence or the, you know, issues that women face are global.
Right.
All right. The issues that the LGBT community face, they are global.
Definitely.
And so if you decide to throw your hat in the ring and you decide to become an advocate on behalf of human rights, then you must understand that there are persons who are against, you know, the LGBT persons and, you know, just their existence. On the whole, there are persons who are against migrants on the whole existing and living in their countries, whether it be legal or undocumented, regular persons are documented or undocumented. There are just some people that are going to be against that on the whole. You know, there are some white people that are just super racist. And,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't matter. Like, they feel that they are the superior race to black people. And black people just shouldn't be on the same pedestal or on the same level as they are. And so it doesn't matter if, you know, that person is an American, a white American, Caucasian American, and the other person is an Afro-American. You know, the fact that that person's skin is black, they have an issue with that person. Not trying to understand where that person is from, what they bring to the table, their characteristics, nothing. Just the mere fact that that person's skin is black, they have an issue with them. And so the same thing applies. And again, it's not unique to the Bahamas. Just because you may, your surname may be Petit, your surname may be George. There's a post going around on Facebook right now on one of the very popular Facebook groups. There's this guy that allegedly committed a crime, serious crime in Canada. And his surname is Francis. And there are many persons, like the majority of persons that are commenting on that, they're like, oh, he's Francis. That means he's Haitian or they make sure don't try to say he's Bahamian.
No,
but I don't know.
It's right up.
I don't know of a single Francis Haitian. I know Francois.
I know Francois, but I don't know.
You know,
I don't know Francis.
There's some people who had to, like, you know, check them. And, you know, I had to throw in a little tidbit in there today. And I'm like, you know, a little bit of history, you know, Reverend Carlton E. Francis. There's an entire school named after Carlton E. Francis. It is a Bahamian name.
It is.
So, you know, that's xenophobia. That's all. That's crazy, man.
My thing is this. When they cut us, what color is your blood? When they cut you,
we
what color
all bleed
is your
red.
Blood?
And that's the thing. You know, you're a human being.
Even if I'm a Haitian, you are Bahamian, Trinidadian, Jamaican, American.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Once they cut us, all of our blood.
And that's my thing. You know,
red.
I'm a citizen. I see myself as, yes, I am a Bahamian. You know, I love the Bahamas. I've represented, whether persons like it or not, I've represented the Bahamas on many world stages.
I've represented
the Bahamas all across the globe. I'm well-traveled at this time and at this stage in my life. And I've never, you know, on a single form put Haitian. I've never traveled with another flag outside of the Bahamian flag and held that up and tried to, you know, be a good citizen ambassador and tell persons about the Bahamas, all of the great things, and try to get them to understand and maybe to come here.
It's only right.
To invest, or maybe to come here and simply as visit, all right? But at the end of the day, I'm still a citizen of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Had it not been by chance, I could have been born somewhere else in Canada. There are many Haitians having kids in Canada and in Europe, in the United States. I could have been one of those children or child being born to a Haitian in somewhere else, but I was born in the Bahamas. And so I respect and I love the 242. I bleed 242. I am Bahamian to the core, but I do not forget my roots. I will never forget my roots. It's just like we just had Gombe Festival or something there, and they just celebrated Little Bahamas or something it's called, in West Palm, somewhere over there.
Oh, West Palm, yeah, I saw something like that, yeah.
And so the Bahamians in the United States and in South Florida, when it is the Bahamian Independence, July 10th, they celebrate. You know, I've seen Junkanoo rushouts in Washington, D.C. So you can be in a country, love that country, respect that country, contribute to that country, but it doesn't mean that you have to forget where you're from.
Like tomorrow, isn't tomorrow's Jamaican Independence or something?
Tomorrow's Jamaican Independence Day. You go on the 4th
yeah,
every
they're gonna have
1st
to,
of August. They
sometimes they have two.
Big celebration.
You go and
big, huge Jamaican festivals
going
on.
Yeah, two different ones.
But they respect the Bahamas.
Of course.
Love the Bahamas. You would see the Jamaican business people, you know, having their tents. And, you know, as long as the Bahamian flag is there and you respect the country that you're in, it doesn't mean that you cannot celebrate your lineage, your heritage, your roots. Celebrating your roots, celebrating Haitian Flag Day, celebrating the Greek Day or Greek holiday, celebrating the Jamaican Independence Day doesn't mean that you don't love. It doesn't mean
right,
that you know, have something against the Bahamas at all.
That is correct, Mr. Georges. Wait. It is correct. But a lot of persons tend to get that wrong. I don't know why they can't understand that. It is so plain and simple.
Again,
I guess some people just choose not to understand.
Like I said,
they're just set in their ways.
One time ago, I used to think and worry about those persons.
Oh, no, I don't do that anymore.
But I've found over the years...
I don't do that anymore.
...that whilst persons may be a bit more silent, you know, they say the empty barrels make the most noise.
Yeah.
I found over the years that you have more persons that are more understanding, that are more interested in information and facts than those that are just into just talking and rambling out there. And so the persons who are rambling on Facebook, and if you listen to the talk shows, whichever station it may be, and especially here because this is the number one talk show station
in
the country.
Oh, definitely, yes.
No matter where you may be, it's the same set of callers. It's about 8 to 10 persons that are calling every talk show, talking
right,
about
like
social.
I've had.
So if you're paying attention just to 10 people, what about the other 200 and something or 300 and something thousand? Why are you only worrying about these set? You know, you can't be that fragile. You can't be that fickle that you are allowing 10 people to get to you when there's 300,000 others who get it.
That's
and
true.
Who understand. And so I pay attention and, you know, again, it comes with your emotional intelligence, though.
Mm-hmm. That's something that most of us don't have. But anyhow, we'll pray for that. Mm-hmm. One day, it will change, hey?
Un jour
comme ça, on t'a souhaité que un jour là, changer, but bon, c'est seulement qui connaît, only God knows. We'll pray for the best, and we hope we all want the best for the country, and we love it. And so I don't see why nobody could think any differently. This is where we is.
A lot of work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to
not
do.
Not where.
not fair some. Right. Now, Luby, this is my question for you today is how, what can the Haitian leaders such as myself and others, what can we do to prevent such tragedy from taking place again? Like, you know, what we had last week, Sunday, which was so unfortunate, where, you know, persons lost their mothers, brothers, sisters, and, you know, and that tragedy. Because whether we like it or not, somebody lost their mom that day. Somebody lost their brother that day. Somebody lost their child that day. I think it was, what, a 14-year-old child was there?
A one-year-old child.
Or a one-year-old child also?
Yep.
Okay. And then a lady was pregnant.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Such. I don't even want to think about that. That is so unfortunate.
We don't have people here to answer your questions. We don't have people here to answer your questions.
Ça nous a fait dans la communauté haïtienne pour nous ka bat pour nous voir si bagay ça pas ka fait j'ai été fait et bâtiment ça qui était coulé à ça nous même leader dans la communauté haïtienne qui ça nous a fait pour nous pas ka gain un bagay qui fait comme ça encore.
But listen, nobody has a monopoly on strategies, ideas, solutions. You know, I can just give my opinion
mm-hmm.
on the matter. Mkaba by opinion pam même pa gen un monopole sur idée ou solution et m pa rete kwè ke yon gran idée et ap servi et ka fait tout moun plaisir 100% moun plaisir. Ou ka pale, ou ka bay information, ou ka bay conseil, ou ap jwenn kek moun ki pran conseil ou ap jwenn kek moun ki pa pran conseil ou. Et lò gade an dedan kay an di ou son parent, m son parent, et nou grandi an dedan kay avec et frère, sè, yon maman, yon papa.
Mm-hmm.
But parent nou, yo bat pou yo leve tout ti moun yo menm jan. Yo bay tout moun menm konsey. Mais c'est pas tout ti moun ki pran konsey la.
Mm-hmm.
Gen sa ki fè a gauche, gen sa ki fè a droite, gen sa ki mache droite. Right? Gen sa ki mache korèk. Ou bien Paul, vle pran.
Hello? Hello, good night.
Lale.
Hello, good night. Welcome to Guardian Radio. Okay. All right, the caller.
Yeah, so, you know, in a situation like this, you know, over the years, we've had many conversations on Facebook, on radio, on talk shows, on television shows, on WhatsApp groups, at town hall meetings, at church meetings, walkabouts in the communities. We've had many opportunities to speak to persons from the migrant community and in specific the Haitian community. And we've spoken to them and we've tried to give them the proper advice. You know, when you think about it, persons are spending, what, $6,000-$7,000.
It's like they paid for their debt.
Yeah. You know,
oh my God.
I truly believe that with that amount of money, you know, there's no document, there is no process that you cannot finance legally.
Yes.
To regularize
yourself.
Could
have, right, applied for a work
so
permit.
So, pour moi-même, lem chita m gade moun y ap depanse 6
7000
dollars
yes yes gade, $7,000
okay,
yes
why moute yon ti chaloup ke blan te bati pou pran 12 moun ki gen kapasite petèt 15 moun men lò rive pou ay pran voyaj la ou menm ou jwenn 50 lot moun la.
But that's the trick.
Pagin sauvetage, no life vest.
But that's the trick, Luby.
No, but wait.
But unfortunately, I don't think these people know how much people will be on that boat, you know.
I understand. I
think they lied to them. They probably said, hey, we go in tonight, we go in tomorrow night, and it's only 10 of us.
But
these people jump on that thinking it's only 10 persons going on these boat.
They probably do. You know, the smugglers, I don't think,
yes,
are going to ever say to these persons that the boat exactly is only how much a 20 footer, it's only 30 foot, it's only 40 foot.
Yes.
The capacity for this vessel is 15 to 20 people, but there are going to be 60 of you guys on there. We only have 4 life vests. The smugglers who are only interested in making the money are never going to give them that information.
And
so these family members who are probably financing these trips for these people, or even themselves, if they're financing for them, you know, on their own, you know, they need to do more due diligence. You know, at the end of the day, firstly, it's illegal. It's against the law. You
definitely
should not
you
be
should
doing
not
it.
Be doing it.
You should not be participating in
even
it.
Even if you have a work permit here, you should not be leaving
the
country.
And here's the thing. If you have a work permit,
illegal.
If you have a work permit, which it means you are a legal resident of the Bahamas.
Of the Bahamas.
Not Haiti. You know,
no.
You are a legal resident
and
of the Bahamas.
And that alone
already sets you up
right.
to be able, if you want to visit family members in Haiti, you can do so mm-hmm. legally back and forth now.
And even if you want to go to the States,
and
you can apply for American visa.
Thank you. That's what I was going to
and
say.
And I'm not against what the government did for revoking those work permits.
Yeah, so si on moon, parce que moon qui gen papier ici qui prend.
Oui, qui gagne des visas.
Qui prend voyage, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pour moon qui est légal là, grand pile là nous, yo trop pressé.
Mm-hmm, yo patan.
M'pa kwe ke tout yo gen information nan men yo. Ou swa fami yo ki lòt bòd lò ki Etazini, paske gen pil franse fami yo lòt bòd ki peye.
Oh, definitely. And you don't even know where they're going.
Se pa moun nan ki la, fami lòt bòd ki peye. You see what I'm saying? So, lèl kon sa, fami yon pa, jen pa son mouman isi, to fami yon pa isi, ti pa konen ke, avek nivou kob sa, ke nou pral depanse ya.
They just want to finance them, to send them, you know, to be with them, which is their family.
Ou kapab itilize menm kob sa, ou pi mwes de kob sa, pou fè moun nan mette tèt li legal isi de Bahamas.
Oui.
Se moun nan legal isi de Bahamas, li deja nan bout wout, 50% li geta kalife pou jwenn yon visa Ameriken.
Of course.
So, pou moun nou pa el...
Esko toujou fè aplikasyon pou visa Ameriken?
Nou toujou fè ou.
Ok, la fini moun nan ka kontakte Luby George pou y fè aplikasyon ay pou yon visa Ameriken konya.
Nou toujou fè demand visa Ameriken pou moun.
Mge konbyen moun ki ta ale mdemene koto, ki ta ale koto, ki te fè.
Ok,
ki ta ale, ki ta aplike pou li, ou te fè demand pou li, e gen konbyen moun ki te pase?
Majorite moun...
E pou ki sa moun yo pa ekoto pou yo mando deman pou yo gaye den visa Ameriken a
yo? Yo jwen visa yo, yo jwen yo, yo jwen yo.
Lef ni mpa kwa chè?
No,
moun nan kare lo?
Ba yo ba dwa chè, ben si moun yo fè deman visa yo, mpito moun nan, ta depanse $250 ou eseye fè visa.
Yes, pito fè sa.
Si moun problem, nap ka detekte kote problem an ye moun nan kare, pou moun ka eseye fè an lot bagay.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think every, what, 6 months they could apply?
No, sou aplike
if they deny them.
You can go back tomorrow.
Oh, really?
But, your chances of, if you are denied or refuse the U.S. visa today, you can go and apply tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
But, your chances of getting it tomorrow are very slim because obviously whatever caused you to be denied today,
right.
that situation did not change by the next day.
Right.
So that thing, that whatever it may have been that caused them to decide to not give you the visa, obviously they didn't change in a daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But they would not stop you from applying and coming back and having another interview.
So like that, it's good to wait for like a little 3 months or 2 months or so just to see.
Allow your situation to change. You don't know what it may have been. It may have
That's
been,
true.
You know, you're not working long enough, you know, based on your pay grade and the amount of money that you say that you're working and receiving, you know, you're now talking about going on vacation. Écoutez bien. Omoun, wife had demand visa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ou di ou travay ou touche $210 par semen. Kav evalue $840 kon sa pa mwa.
Mm-hmm.
Ki pou kope $1,000 pa mwa, right? Ou di blan, sou form lan, ou pral nan vakans. Koude mye. Ou di ou pral nan vakans. Ou di ou pral nan hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo mando ou so pral fè.
Right.
Ou di ou pral shopping. Kalkile la. par mois, vous touchez $840.
Right.
Vous pouvez prendre un hôtel. Faut gérer taxi pour 5 jours.
OK.
Faut vous manger.
Mm-hmm.
Faut vous payer hôtel là. Ou dit ou pral acheter l'autre bois. Lè ou mande pou kanè ou pa présenter yon lèt pou moutre, ok, mè kanè bank mwen, mè lèt ka bank lan, mè konbye kob kem genye ki chita la bank, sa vle di mgon 4, lè mrivi lòt bois, mèm kem pa pati a cash, mga itilize 4 la. Mè lè ou gade l konsa, sa pa depan de so di moun yo, et sa fèm toujou ankouraje moun yo, lè ou al fè yon demande visa, toujours dit bonjour cherchez un grain de famille ami que vous reconnaître États-Unis dit mon bon adresse li fait blanc connaît mes côtés m'a fait la descente la caille en famille
so dating is
même que pas gain cob ou cal la caille
right
tu peux faire billet ticket why kai mon
but the thing is how could you afford all these things
that's the point
with the paycheck you making
that don't make sense c'est ça tromper mon profit.
Okay guys, you are listening to Let's Talk Together Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with your host Lady T. We will be right back and my guest is Luby Georges.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Print Masters. Print Masters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Print Masters.
Let Print Masters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy on his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with your host, Lady T. Indeed, my guest, Luby Georges, is here with me, and we are discussing issues. Listen, we never stick to one topic because, you know, when you're talking about anything concerning the Haitian community, it is so much. It is so much to touch, so you'll be all over the place.
Someone says the bank letter on, he says, how long you've been a client. No, bank letter for a visa says how much figures you have in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had to get bank letters on behalf of persons before and assist them with those. You know, I am a visa facilitator. I've also sponsored, you know, family members and friends In receiving visas, Bahamian visas to visit the Bahamas.
Definitely, yes.
My
yes.
bank.
Yes. Your bank letter, you need that.
For them.
Yeah.
And mind you, it did not say how much money I have in the bank, but it did give, you know, a certain figure, you mm-hmm. know, four figures, you know.
Five figures. Well, like,
whatever
that
it may
probably
be.
Might be like seven.
It did say, okay, around some figure, okay, this person, yada, 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 yada. But it don't just say, you know, you've been a client of the bank for X amount of time. So again, pour mon yo, you know, ou konnen ou pa travay pou go kòm.
Miss,
ou pa travay pou go kòm.
You know how much you make. How you gonna say paying your hotel?
Ou pa swen let bank.
That don't make sense.
Ou touche $200, $210, $250 par semaine. Après ça, pou ay di mon yo, ou pou ay fè 5 jours. Ou pou ay nan hotel, ok, pou ay nan hotel. E komon pou ay fè figre? Sa ve di ou pou ay loue ou machin, ou swa pou ou pren taxi.
Yes.
Tout sa ou se kob pou ou manje. A bozo ou di se shopping, ou pou ay shopping?
And they look at all of that. All of those things, they look at all of those things. And that's why sometimes they deny them. Because they can see, hey, this is, how you gonna go to the States? You gotta pay. You make what? Less than $1,000 a month.
Like, I've interviewed... Here, back in the day when I had my show here, and then when I had my show on the other station that shut down,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've interviewed the persons from the U.S. Embassy, from the consular division,
mm-hmm.
consular division at the U.S. Embassy, and they're very frank and very candid, and they would say these things themselves. And they would tell you, listen, if you deny today, you can apply tomorrow. But chances are, you know, slim to none that you would receive it tomorrow. Because obviously, your situation would not have changed in the span of a day, in the span of a week.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever thing that they looked at that caused them to deny or, you know, to deem you unqualified today for that visa,
mm-hmm.
you know, again, they say you can't apply and come right back. But the chances of that situation or whatever it may have been, you know, let's say you're working and you're making minimum wage, $210. The chances of you getting a raise, you know, that is substantial to that $210 in a week, in a month, you know, is very slim. And so again, yeah, if you want to spend your $160 and the fees for the consultant, then, you know, you could go ahead and do it. But the chances of you getting it, you know, are slim to none.
Luby, I must congratulate you again. You are what, a JP now, am I right?
No, I'm not. A lot of people are saying that
that's
I
what I'm
a JP.
Saying. Are you? Are you certified for it as yet? Or
not?
What?
Not yet. Not yet. It is a process to try to become a JP in the country.
I think you're gonna do very well. You should continue.
You know, I'm on the. I'm on the track.
Mm-hmm.
But receiving and. You know, being appointed as one, no. But a lot of people thought, you know,
yeah,
after I would have posted a
right,
certificate.
Right, after you posted the certificate.
I would have taken a course.
Mm.
I would have taken a course that, you know, prepares you for
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Well, you're on the right track.
Right, exactly.
Okay, now, Luby, my thing is this. You said we already went... Previously, we went to the Haitian community and we try reach out and talk to these people about this human smuggling thing, about going on the boat. I'm trying to see if we should run a campaign, something new. What do you think? We should do something new.
Well,
I feel as if there's something new we need to do in informing these people because it's a lot of persons. Those things that me and you saying, they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. The only thing they know is their... Family members send money for them from the States for them to go on these, and that's it. They don't have no clue on what boat they're going on and what's going on. So I feel as if it's about time that we start something different in the Haitian community. We should bring all the leaders together and run a campaign where we go and we inform these people, hey, if somebody come to your doorstep talking about going to the States, it's a no. Risking your life, it's a no. No, try use that money and apply for a work permit. Be
and not
here
just risking
legally.
Your life. Again, it is against the law in the Bahamas. It is against the law in the
mm-hmm.
United States. So you would be breaking the laws of both countries,
mm-hmm.
both jurisdictions. And
right.
So off the bat, it's wrong.
It's wrong. It's illegal and
then
it's
again,
wrong.
The amount of money that persons are spending, you know, they could use that money to start a business.
Yes, they could.
Is here get in the themselves. Bahamas. Start a business in Haiti if you want with that kind of money.
That's right.
But
better Haiti.
Yeah, but
if it is better, a lot of wouldn't come.
Yeah, but
so
but
try pour, better pour, Haiti. Pour, invest that money in Haiti.
Quantité comme vous avez dépensé à et vous êtes capable de mettre tête légal ici avec comme ça à l'aise.
Les
au fin à l'aise ici avec quantité comme ça puis yo légal là-bas, mais vous êtes capable et qu'on y a la fait demande visa. Même famille qui est à ici capable de dépenser comme pour monter ça au prendre petit voyage ça. Écoutez bien, nous on dit ça en anglais. Vous y a dépensé $6,000-$7,000, right?
$6,000-$7,000, right? Just to go.
Pour yo financer un voyage, pensez bien. Yon bâtiment blanc te fel qui a capacité pour kembe 12 moun ou 15 moun. Plus, maximum. L'orive pour yon voyage sa, l'on gade 60 lot moun lavo. 50 lot moun lavo. Ok. Let tout moun sa ou, tout poids sa ou, sou ti bateau sa ou. L'orive devant. L'arrivée sous la mer et la mer Bahamas danger l'offin qui te Nassau pour prendre zone Andros pour battre pour États-Unis la mer ça danger l'autre bois.
Yeah, they say the sea is rough on day.
À n'importe quel moment et c'est pas pour la première fois nous ouais et nous tendez côté bâtiment l'autre jour t'es
en
bâtiment
qui chavire.
A few months ago there was another boat that
capsized.
There's
no other way, yeah.
And I knew of I found out that there were persons on that boat who were living here, who were legal residents of the Bahamas for many years. Gen moun ke m rekonèt.
That's true.
Personnellement, m pa konnen lè ou t'ap pralé, non? Mais lèm tande ke Naz, moun takou Naz. Moun takou lot mouri sou bâtiment, garçon, madame li, petit li, tous les trois moun légal. C'est pas moun ki vin sou visa, non, moun ki légal la. Bahamas, moun sa ou pren voyage. Yo tout mouri parce que yo te sou un bateau, yo te sou un chaloupe, whatever, sou vle rele lan, ki gen capacité pour kembe 15 moun. Mais moun yo force yo mette 50 moun la dan. Pa gon gren moun ki gen life vest, pa gon gren moun ki gen sauvetage sou yo. A n'importe moment, ka gon bo ki pi lou. Plou, nou passe, nou frappe yon lam lam, sa ka passe. Bâtiment tout chaviré, lèl chaviré, yon nan nou pa konn nage, ti moun yo pa konn nage, mesdames yo pa konn nage. Lè m ap gade lis, moun ki mouri l'autre jour la, dimanche passé, dimanche soir ou whatever pour entrer pour lundi. M gen lis la. Lè m ap gade lis la, moun ki mouri. Nan lis moun sa ou 18 moun sa ou, 17 mais 18 parce que yo di te gen yon maman ki te ansèt, yo vin mete la 18 koun ya la autorité Bahamas. Mais 17 moun sa ou ki mouri. Au moins 15 nan yo se femme, deux garçons. Mesdames, yo pa konn nage, mais la pran chance là. Mais ou te la légal, Bahamas. Ou te la légal, Bahamas. On va sa me dou, non?
Yes.
Volume kob ki ap itilize. Listen, yon moun kap chèche yon la vi, mwen mbagan, yon mdi ou. Mais yon conseil mka ba ou. Yon conseil mka ba ou. Bakadou sa pou di ak view, makadou ki décision pou pran, mais go conseil m'ka bon. Parce que moi-même connais que volume comme ça, li ka mete ou légal Bahamas. Si ou gen patience, après un bon petit temps, ou même kounya la ou ka fè demande visa américain, si go famille ou pa twè longtemps, maman ou papa ou tante ou grand ou marraine ou parraine ou petit tout que ou vle al wè États-Unis, fè demande visa après ou fin légal ici. Al visite moun nan, al wel.
Le kon sa, kontakto pou fonde moun visa.
Bahamas pou ou, Etazini pou ou,
Canada pou ou, everywhere.
Haiti pou ou, tout peyi sa ou nan men ou depi ou legal la. Depi mwen te pou legal la, Nassau, Bahamas. Te pou legal Bahamas, ou gen akses tout lot peyi sa ou. So, tanke pou nou riske vi nou, pour entrer aux États-Unis illégal Ça c'est conseil moi, m'pa di moun sa pou yo fè.
Well, and let us stretch this now.
Pub.
We are against anybody that is here illegally.
No, nou pa d'accord.
We against that.
Nou pa d'accord.
Because you know a lot of persons might think, oh, we are against that.
If you here,
you need to be here legally.
Non, nou kapab konsilte.
Illegal is a no.
Ou konnen nou kapab konsilte moun yo sou tout processus
immigration,
tout processus visa. Et qui te visa Bahamas, visa Canada, visa États-Unis, nous consulter sur tout ça.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Et so nous capables, si nous avons des informations, nous capables toujours consulter avec vous, parler avec vous, bailler au conseil. Nous ne pouvons pas dire que ça puis vous faire, non, mais nous capables bailler au conseil. Si nous avons un conseil là, ça n'en lit.
So
again, si nous avons une famille, pam, conseil que m'a baillé, si nous avons 6-7 000 dollars, m'a baillé une famille, ça conseil pour mettre tête li. Légal la Bahamas.
That's right.
L'elfin légal après 3-4 mois.
Légal, légal, pay your insurance.
Visa pour lui.
And contribute to this country.
Si le bon moun vient visiter dans l'autre pays, la ka visiter Mounza. L'elfin visiter Mounza, s'il prend décision, li konak bon Dieu.
Mwen pa konan ide sa. Ok, c'est celle li konnen. Ou pa ganyan ko ka fè.
Nou pa ka di yo.
L'elfin m getan di yo, c'est ou même ki ka fè demande visa la même relo, ende.
Oui, non, okay. Ça li rapide nous faire.
Rapide là même
vous mettez visa nous faire.
Vous mettez tout le monde sous United States et là ou là les États-Unis.
Regardez mon stamp de passeport dit welcome to America.
OK, the right way baby, the right way. Not illegal, the right way.
Yo, ambassade américaine reconnaître nous.
Bon petit, qui te cause pour cause. Listen, this is a topic for another day about Anthony
Brutus.
The comment that he made about the 150.
Chargé d'affaires, ambassade haïtien.
Yeah.
Vous mettez dit la créole tout, oui. Chargé d'affaires.
Chargé d'affaires, Anthony Brutus.
Qui en charge ambassade haïtien.
Yeah.
La Bahamas, ou ambassade haïtien au Bahamas.
Il dit qu'on a 150 000 haïtiens qui là.
Cap vive légal.
Cap vive.
Ton. Li di gen 150 000 Haïtien ka viv osi Bahamas legal.
Yeah.
Ok, so di gen Departement Statistique Bahamas fò konnen ke gen environ preske rive a 400 000 moun.
Mes amis?
Yo di moun wi? Moun. Ave di yo pran tout BME. Yo pran tout Américain, tout Canadien, tout Haïtien, tout Filipino, tout Kibé, tout Dominicain, tout Chinois,
wanted to people, everybody.
Yo di ke 400 000 moun ka viv la.
Et so di 150.
Chargé d'affaires, allez sou mon live presse conférence, li di ke 150 000
150,000
ka viv la legal.
Living here.
Ok, lò di 150 000 ka viv legal, right? L'on pral pense de ça peut-être qui pas les documents qui pas légal dans le pays. Combien encore vous voulez dire qu'il a?
No, I don't.
Ah, mais dites-nous, vous dites qu'on 200 000 haïtiens qui ont vécu.
No, no, it's not true. Listen.
Ok, si on population de pays, il y a 400 000 moun là-dedans.
Vous dites haïtiens qui ont vécu
200 000 moun là-dedans.
I just felt like he made the wrong comment and it just wasn't appropriate.
You know, I would encourage him if he can to go back and do an interview with somebody and clarify
but he stayed.
But the chargé d'affaires for the Haitian embassy, I think he's totally wrong. And
he's wrong. He's
with
off.
His numbers.
Oh, definitely he's off.
And I would challenge him.
I would challenge him
to verify and to confirm that 150,000 he's wrong.
He made a mistake, Luby. It have to be a mistake. No,
you can't be in that position and making that magnitude of mistake.
And that is why so much negative comments with that post. Because that post he made was the worst.
It was not good.
That statement was the worst statement ever.
Iba kon sa la di.
Et vous monsieur
non, Anthony Brutus, monsieur chargé d'affaires, en charge de l'ambassade haïtienne. Ou besoin bon conseiller avant dans.
Yeah, he do need somebody to.
Politique pays a.
Yeah.
Côté ou à vivre, côté ou à diriger institution gouvernement Haïti a. Parce que parole ou
gen an pil pwa.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
Diyan se sa chef
if, wapran, if you in charge of the Haitians, if you in charge of all the Haitians living here in the Bahamas, for you to make that kind of statement, what you think other people would
think? I bezwen bon konseye avey. Chaje d'afè pa janm dwe pale kon sa. Pou di gen 150,000 Haitien legal e sak pa legal. Ou vle di nou kon 200,000 Haitien nan peyi a.
Ave di nou plis ke nou ke Loupi, I'm gonna call him and let him know he needs you to advise him.
Fala avey.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. You was tuned in to Guardian 96.9. I do need a longer show.
Else happening after
and a happy Emancipation place. Day. Happy holiday, everybody. Do enjoy. Don't forget, check the base road for your coolies. Yes, Luby Judges, thank you so much. Don't forget, you are welcome to come back next week.
I'm going to help sponsor your show.
Please. Oh, my God. Thank you. I am so touched.
You need more airtime.
I do need it.
Final of the day, I'll help sponsor your show.
Oh, my God. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You guys, thank you so much for listening. I didn't take no callers today because when we get here, it's always so much to talk about. We appreciate you listening and have a good evening. Luby, anything you want to say?
Thank you. That's it. Okay. I'll be back. So I.
Merci tout le monde. Merci tout le monde. Passez une bonne après-midi. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Bye.